Refreshing Bread, Daily Meditations from the Word of God.
Thursday, March 9th.
Today's meditation is offered by Father Ovidiu Marginin.
Today's reading is from the Book of Proverbs, chapter 6, verses 3 to 20.
So do this that I tell you, my son, and you will be saved. When you have fallen into your neighbor's power, go, hurry, implore your neighbor. Give no sleep to your eyes, nor slumber to your eyelids. Free yourself as a gazelle from the snare, or as a bird from the hand of the fowler. Go to the ant, O sluggard. Study her ways and learn wisdom. For though she has no chief, no commander or ruler, she procures her food in the summer, stores up her provisions in the harvest. Or go to the bee and learn how diligent she is and how earnestly she is engaged in her work. Kings and individuals use the fruit of her labors for health. She is cherished and respected by all. Although she has very little strength, she is honored for her wisdom. How long, O sluggard, will you rest? When will you rise from your sleep? A little sleep, a little slumber, a little folding of the arms to rest. Then will poverty come upon you like a highwayman, and want like an armed man, a scoundrel, a villain. Is he who deals in crooked talk. He winks his eyes, shuffles his feet, makes signs with his fingers. He has perversity in his heart, is always plotting evil, sows discord. Therefore, suddenly ruin comes upon him. In an instant, he is crushed beyond cure. There are six things the Lord hates. Yes, seven are an abomination to him: haughty eyes, a lying tongue, and hands that shed innocent blood, a heart that plots wicked schemes, feet that run swiftly to evil, the false witness who utters lies, and he who sows discord among brothers. Observe, my son, your father's bidding, and reject not your mother's teaching.
Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, in this particular book of Proverbs, we are sent to identify with some of the animal life of earth. Well, the reader sends us to look at ants, to look at bees, to be able to get an example of life. How they, even though in the case of the ants, don't have a commander or a ruler, they take their provisions in the summer and store them up for the winter. In other words, they are good keepers, good stewards. Same thing with bees and everything else. They focus on their work to be able to attain what is best for the community in a way, for not only for themselves. So again, good stewards in the whole situation. So what does this particular reading teach us? The fact that every day in our life we have to mind what we're doing. Not only that, but we have to mind what we're doing with the interest not only for ourselves, but for the community as well. We don't live by ourselves in this particular life, but we live in a communal society that while we preserve ourselves, we try to understand how to be able to live with one another. the reading goes towards the end, mentioning that there are six things the Lord hates. It says, yes, seven are an abomination to him, it says. Haughty eyes, lying tongue, hands that shed innocent blood, heart that plots wicked schemes, feet that run swiftly to evil, false witness who utter lies, and he who sows discord among brothers. Those are very strong things that we have to mind in our lives, but at the same time, those are the ones that the reading says, you know, the Lord hates. Why? Because creates discrepancy between us and our brothers and sisters. Makes us hate one another, makes us be in a state that God does not want us to be. And in that case, what we need to remain with is observing what God teaches us every day, to be able to be like the bees and like the ants, in a state in which we all work together to attain what is best for all of us, not just for one person. So let's try to keep that in mind on a daily basis as we live our life, but live our life as Christians, not as pagans, not as individuals that just want something for themselves and sacrifice everybody else for their own interests.
Refreshing Bread is a production of the Romanian Catholic Diocese, Eparchy of St. George in Canton, Ohio.
Today's meditation was offered by Father Ovidiu Marginin.
Reader, Julie Schocksnyder. Announcer, Raul Bota. Special thanks to Alleluia Press for providing the daily gospel readings.